Hello, it's Tuesday, May the 4th. It's Star Wars Day. And if you don't know what that means, you need to ask your children or your grandchildren. And we're in the 12th chapter of Isaiah today. And it's a short little chapter, six verses, and it's made up of two songs. And each song is followed by a comment. So verses 1 and 2 is a song, and verses 4 and 5 are another song, and verses 3 and 6 are comments that he makes in response to the song. And the first song, you will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust. I will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. And verse 3, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And it's almost as though he's saying in verse 3, can you believe it? He's filled with joy. He's filled with astonishment at the goodness and grace of God. And verse 3, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And it reminds me in Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, when Christian is going up a hill difficulty, that there is an arbor halfway up for him to rest, and a well of water to draw from to slake his thirst, and so on. And the second song in verses 4 and 5, again, similar themes of thankfulness, of proclaiming the name of God and singing praises to God, and then the comment in verse 6, shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. And there's that reminder, Isaiah's frequent use of the description, the Holy One of Israel, emblazoned, of course, upon his mind and consciousness in the vision that he saw in the sixth chapter, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. And as a consequence of that holiness, he is filled with sin. O wretched man that I am, and so on. But here he is in the 12th chapter, experiencing God's forgiveness, experiencing salvation, and he's looking at this not simply from a personal point of view, but in that day, in the day when the kingdom that Isaiah sees stemming from the seed of Jesse, Christ, that ultimately will manifest itself in the new heavens and new earth. All of that because of God's extraordinary grace. Can you believe it? With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Well, this chapter is meant to put a song in your heart today, because he is the same God as he was in Isaiah's day. We look at chapter 13 tomorrow, and we're going through some difficult territory for a few weeks as we go into the chapters all the way down to chapter 34 or so, 35 even. And we'll begin in chapter 13 tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.